The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This podcast is sponsored by the 131 Method book. Yep, you know it's coming out. It's right around the corner. And I want to reward you for placing your pre-order before April 16th. I've got an incredible audio coaching program all designed to help you improve your mindset. And it's yours for free when you place your pre-order. You go to 131book.com and you enter your order number. So you can order it online right now at either Barnes & Noble or Amazon, wherever you want. Just save your order number, enter it when you go to 131book.com, and I will immediately send you your mindset coaching program. You already listened to podcasts, so you're going to love this. And I know you're going to want to buy the book, so why wait until it comes out? When you pre-order it, you get the free stuff. Now I'm going to whisper the website so that you don't forget it. 131book.com. Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. Today's episode is devoted to the top editing apps for both photo editing and video editing from your phone. And yes, we're serving up details for both Android and Apple users.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
So I went to Instagram and I did one of those posts where you can ask people a question. And I said, what is your favorite photo editing app that you use on your phone? And I got a ton of responses. I'm going to share those with you. I'm going to share with you the top responses. And then I asked, what is your favorite video editing app? And truth be told, I did request that for my own personal use, but I got flooded with people saying, you better share the answers. Girl, you better share your answers. So, of course, I'm going to share my answers, but really, they're not my answers. They're your answers. Let's start with our first category. Top photo editing apps. The first is I hadn't even heard of before. It's called Snapseed, S-N-A-P-S-E-E-D, Snapseed. And when those responses started coming in, I'm like, what is this? At first, I thought they meant Snapchat, but no, Snapseed. And it's a great app. I've just started using it, so I'm not an expert at it yet, but it just seems like it's pretty intuitive. It has precision masking, which allows you to edit the depth of field, which I know a lot of apps do that, but most of them you could totally tell. Like, my kids will bust me. They're like, Mom, that like blurry background you just did in that photo is so bad. But Snapseed gives you great precision. Like, you can go exactly into the little crevices of whatever it is you're trying to keep in focus. It's got tons of selective tools, which means it allows you to just edit one little area of the photo. So like, let's say you take a photo and you like your skin tones, etc., but you wish the background was lighter. You can use the selective adjust tool for lightening just the background. So it's got a ton of features. Check out Snapseed. Number two is Visco. Now, my personal experience, Visco rates really, really high. I looked at reviews online. People love it. I don't really get it. But anyways, Visco, V-S-C-O. It's really more about the filters. So a lot of people, in fact, if you've ever looked at an Instagrammer who like their page has this perfect aesthetic, like you could just know it's one of their photos and every photo on their page kind of matches the same color and the same filter and the same style. Well, it has these presets which allow you to select and adjust a custom made preset and then just apply that to every photo that you upload to it and create kind of a page aesthetic. And of course, it has all the standard editing tools like cropping and borders and vignettes, etc. You can adjust the exposure, the contrast, skin tones, etc. It's kind of like Instagram, but better, like way better. My personal favorite, which I was happy to see people recommend, is called, oh gosh, I even hate to tell you guys about this one because it's so good. It's so fun. You can do so many cool things with it. And I learned about it from, shout out to the Kardashians, like, hello. But they got busted for using this app because you can do some major photoshopping. Like, you can make your butt look big. You can make your butt look small. You can make your face look perfect. It's called Facetune, Facetune 2. But I don't use it for that kind of stuff because, frankly, there's a major backlash against that. Like, people will zoom in on your photos and take them and scan them and do a comparison and contrast, and people will call you out and burn stakes in your front yard if you try to do any type of photoshopping because, frankly, we're sick of it. Like, it's rude. It's not nice. It makes all of us feel bad. And it can even make you feel bad. Like, I don't know if you've ever done this. If you've ever, like, smoothed out your own skin or, like, you know, snatched your waistline. Of course, I've never done such a thing. But you know what I'm talking about. Then you're like, well, gosh, if I do this on one photo, don't I have to do this on all photos? And if people meet me in real life, are they going to, like, shriek in horror? So I don't use it for that purpose. I use it for all of the same reasons that you can find on most of the other apps. I love the filters. I love that you can, again, just like you can with Snapseed, it's got the selective tool where I can just apply a filter to one part of the photo. I can lighten just a background. It's just the app I know, so it's really easy for me to use. It seems to me like it's a lot like Snapseed, except that it has all kinds of features and functions for photoshopping. Like, you can make your nose bigger, your nose smaller, your eyes wider. Like, and some people, it's so obvious that they're going to town using Facetune. Like, if you go on YouTube and search Facetune tutorials, all of the beauty folks, they basically admit that every single one of their posts on Instagram, even after they've done perfect makeup, they've gone back in and Facetuned everything. So, you know, I mean, take that for what it's worth. It is available to you. Hey, I've got some really exciting news. We are returning. We're back on the road with the Chalene Show Live. In conjunction with my book launch party, I am taping a live episode of The Chalene Show at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills on April 18th. Now, that is a Thursday. Pod Squad, I would love to meet you. This is going to be really special. I mean, they're all really special because I get to meet you and you guys get to meet each other and they're fun. And it's the ultimate girls' night out. And fellas, if you were smart, you should come with your lady or you should come to find yourself the love of your life because I have the smartest, funnest, coolest, most amazing audience and I can't wait for you guys to meet each other. So grab your tickets now. You can find them by going to ChaleneShowLive.com. General admission starts at $39 and I don't know if they'll be available at the time that you're listening to this, but we did make just a few special seats available for people who basically want to spend the day with me and Brett and the team. You'll go to lunch with us. You'll hang out backstage. We'll pop some champagne. You'll help me pick out my outfit. We'll have a good time. You'll meet the drag queen who happens to be emceeing the show. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hey, don't wait. Go to ChaleneShowLive.com and I will see you on Thursday, April 18th. Number four. Lightroom. I'm just going to tell you straight up, I am going to master this app because it has the coolest features. I'm just starting to learn it. I didn't even realize that it was a phone app that you could use, but I am going to master this one because it has so many cool, high quality, high end features. Like, you can take a pretty crappy photo and by creating some presets and even buying other people's presets, like they've designed presets, and then you can buy those presets, import it into your Adobe Lightroom. Adobe Lightroom CC, which stands for Creative Cloud, is what you'll use for your iPhone. Also available on Android. Excellent. I mean, it's crazy how you can remove things from the background. Like, let's say you have this perfect photo of you and your husband, and then there's like a garbage can off to the left. Well, you can remove it. It's insane. It allows you to adjust the light, the detail, the color, the distortion, the grain, everything. Like, it's insane. I love this app. And last but not least, Foodie. Now, Foodie is one that I learned about from our 131 media chef, and that is Erin Woodbury. And she's like, oh my gosh, I use Foodie not just for food. I use it for like all photos. Check this out. And she showed it to me and I'm like, oh wow, it does make everything look better. She uses that just to take the photos, but you can also import photos into it as well. But the quality of taking pictures of your food is dramatically improved by using this app, the Foodie app. And then, of course, you can set your presets. It's got like 30 plus filters and all kinds of features. The thing with all of these apps is you just have to pick one and learn it inside and out, because a lot of them do a lot of the same things. You might want to choose one over another, whichever one is easiest for you. Now, my next recommendation before we go much further is if you find one that you're like, oh, this is pretty cool, or you read the reviews and you're like, okay, this is going to work great, instead of wasting like 4 hours trying to figure it out, just go to YouTube and search 2019 tutorial, and you'll have somebody walk you through exactly how to use it. Saves so much time. Okay, I promise we're going to get to the video apps that you want to download, as well as the top productivity apps. But I thought we'd take a quick break and call Marge and Bill, my mom and dad, for a little tech talk.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Are you at home at your beach house?
Yes, I am.
So what have you been up to? Getting a book ready?
No, just been working, just recording podcasts and just doing interviews for people, like being on other people's podcasts, which is fun. And then I had a call for an event that I'm going to speak at this weekend for, you know, essential oils. So I talked to the event planners this afternoon. And now, at the moment, I'm recording a podcast about everybody's favorite phone apps. So I thought I would ask the two of you, seeing how you're on the cutting edge of technology.
Okay. Well, my favorite is, because we are in this place that has 140 homes and it's like 10,000 acres big, I have an app for that so I can find out where I'm at. I like Instagram and I like the Weather Channel app, I like my Fitbit app.
My favorite app is Pandora, but I can't get it to connect with my truck.
Oh my gosh. And then I also have a Holy Bible app, which allows me to pick any version I want. And that's pretty cool. I go to a Bible study and I don't have to take a Bible with me. I just click on my Bible app and it's awesome.
Well, that's a really good one. Hasn't Dad been having this problem with this Pandora app for like the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And
since I got a new truck, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
I like my Kindle app because I can read my book on my telephone sometimes.
What about Audible? Have you ever used the app Audible where it just reads you the book in the author's voice?
I want to, but I can't get it to work.
Okay.
I feel like that's
I got it to work for mom once, and then she lost it or something, and it won't work anymore.
Well, do you think the problem with your Audible app is maybe user error?
Do you think it could be user error?
Yeah, I think it could be.
I think Marge, you must have made a mistake with
it. Yeah, right. No.
Well, you better figure it out soon, because I read my book on Audible, so you wouldn't even have to read it. You could just listen to it.
Mm.
Mm. Well, thanks for the enthusiasm, Mom and Dad. Thanks for that big vote of confidence.
The one app I have problems with is Facebook, because it keeps telling me that I have to put in my password and that my email is ShaleenX. And I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And it just, I don't know, it's really screwed up. I was going to let you straighten that one.
So you can't log into Facebook?
I would really like to be able to listen to Pandora in my truck, and I just can't figure out. How do you make it connect? You could probably tell me real quick.
She's on a podcast.
Are you Bluetooth connected?
Where would you see it?
Well, I'm not in your truck.
On the screen of my truck, on the phone.
I'm going to solve this for you. It's really simple. You're going to go to YouTube and you're going to type in connect Bluetooth with, and then type in the model and make of your truck.
Go to YouTube?
Yeah, because YouTube, absolutely anything. Anything you need to know how to do, including how to connect your Bluetooth.
Oh, I see. Go mm-hmm. to YouTube and find out how to do it.
Correct.
I see. Yeah, I could do
as
that.
As opposed to just saying to our daughter.
Well, because you both are now, you have access to Wi-Fi all the time where you didn't before. Do you find that you're on your phones more?
Yeah, we can stream more. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our phones were always connected.
Yeah,
it was the TV that didn't connect.
No, now you stream on the toilet all the time.
I've always streamed on the toilet. That's what all men do on the toilet.
Oh, jeez, Louise. This will be cut. Is that how your parents are? I mean, it's crazy. They talk over each other. They don't listen to me. And it's really all about margin, Bill. Anyways, back to us. The top video editing apps for both Android and iPhone. Well, first, there's the freebie that comes with iPhone, and that's iMovie. And I love iMovie. It's great for editing, but here's the problem with iMovie. I'm sure you guys have picked up on this. And Apple, if you're listening, check yourself, would you? Because it only edits properly anyways. I mean, it only gives you the option of using landscape mode, and everybody wants vertical these days, so that's not that helpful. I mean, there's workarounds, but why use a workaround when there's so many other great apps that are free that work on both Android and iPhone that allow you to edit vertical apps? Okay, can I just tell you my favorite? And I was surprised that a lot more people didn't tell you about it. This is a bonus. So before I get to the top five, my bonus pick would be Videorama. Videorama. Videorama is bomb. The only shortcoming it has is if you want to take out like a little snippet in the middle of a clip, it's kind of tricky. You have to split the clip and then trim one end or the other. Whereas some other great video editing apps that are available on both, one of them is called Kine, K-I-N-E, Kine Master. And it's literally a pro-level editing app. You can add music, effects, text overlays. You can even doodle on it. You can adjust saturation, color, music, cropping. You can create a zoom that goes across the length of the clip. It has a volume compressor. It has this handy little tool that allows you to boost up the volume on any conversations, like if any piece is kind of lower than another. It's pretty amazing, but again, it's not as easy to use, I think, as maybe as an iMovie app. Another great video editing app that's quick and easy to use is called Quick, Q-U-I-K, Q-U-I-K. I think it's one of the best for just quick automated edits. This is the video editing app for people who really don't like the complicated versions of video editing apps, even if it does have all those bells and whistles available. So this is just a really simple one. Yes, you can swap out music. Yes, you can add filters and graphics and fonts, etc. But it's just a little easier to use. This next app is only available for iPhone users at the moment. That may be updated shortly, and I'm sure there's an equivalent for Android users. But this is the app that so many people are using to put a transcript or subtitles for what they're saying in their videos when they post them to social media. Why is this important? Well, because most of us watch videos on mute. We don't want to turn the volume on because we're like hiding under the covers so that our husband doesn't know that we're trying to watch something on Instagram, or we're in a movie theater, or we're in a meeting, or we're just in a room with other people, and it's just rude to have your phone like playing all these crazy clips, right? Hence the name Clips for this app. So this will show you a transcript or your dialogue underneath the video, which if you're smart, make sure that those first couple of seconds, you're saying something that's really captivating, or at a minimum, you're telling people what they can expect in this particular video. And I love the idea. In fact, I'm going to start using this more regularly, especially on my IGTVs, which tend to be longer videos. It's great. I think it's also free. Yep, it's free. It's awesome. And just to be fair, I've got an app for my Android users that is not available to iPhone users, and that's called Action Director. And apparently, the Android users love this one. They told me all about it. They said this is the ultimate video editing app to use for your social media videos. Now, I haven't used it personally, but apparently it does do a lot of the things that Clips does. It does offer like stickers and subtitles, etc. Again, I haven't used it personally, but a lot of people said it was their favorite. And the final video editing app that came out on top in this poll was Adobe Premiere. Now, I haven't used this app either, but a lot of people responded that it's amazing and it's even easier to use than the desktop version of Adobe. So having said that, you're going to have to give it a try. I have heard this. It allows you to edit any video right from your device, both Android and iPhone. It's fast, it's fun to use, and the best feature about it is that it has this creation capability, meaning the app can actually create videos for you with any of your videos or other clips that you choose. And that's great because for many people, you don't like putting yourself on camera. You don't have a lot of video, but you've got a lot of great photos. Well, you can create videos that are going to perform really well for you, even on stories and even on IGTV and maybe even on YouTube. And this is great because we know video outperforms photos on most social media platforms, not all, but most. So does that mean you've got to record videos of yourself or videos of other things? If you're a photographer or if your gig, your thing is photos, well, guess what? You can create videos using photos. Now, a lot of these apps do that, but apparently Adobe just, it does it seamlessly and it looks great. They, of course, have all the functions you would expect, like cutting, trimming, adding transitions between those photos, music, filters, effects, etc. So you might want to give Adobe Premiere a chance. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Thank you for your feedback, especially on my Instagram stories. I love hearing what exactly you liked about the episode. So do me a favor, take a screenshot right now of The Chalene Show and put a little note on it, like what you loved about this. Like maybe it's a quote or maybe it's just like whatever it was that you loved about this episode, take a screenshot and be sure to at me. That way I can reshare it on my story. And I appreciate you. Every single minute that you spend with me is a gift, and I am eternally grateful. In fact, I'd love for you to join the podcast group that we now have on Facebook, or it's really been fun. I went live last night just chatting up with everybody. It was kind of fun. Very personal to be able to connect with you and for you to be able to meet other people who listen to the podcast. So that's Chalene's Pod Squad on Facebook. And that's it for now. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.